Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Ali Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, hanging out here on this actually shockingly beautiful Friday so far. Like, there's rain in the forecast. Like, yeah. It's 88% chance of rain today.
Everyone's been saying make plans inside, and yeah, it just looks amazing.
So solid outside. Hopefully you guys, look, I don't know, is it a bang? Is it a monster? Is it coffee? Maybe it's Starbucks. I don't know, but I hope you're enjoying some refreshment on the way into work. If that's what you're doing, make sure you hang out with us on the Odyssey app. Put the AirPods in and roll along with us, man, because we're having a lot of fun talking all things sports. A lot of good stuff from Allie today on the rookie report, and also talking about the Atlanta Falcons offense creating explosive plays. I do want to throw this out there at 9-9 morning shift. We talked about the offense creating explosives. I think we know that that's probably going to happen, but I want to know what your confidence is in the defense right now. I want to know because where we're at on that, because I think that will be the big question mark, the interior defensive line, obviously the battle at safety. How are we feeling about what's the confidence level 1 through 10 of the Atlanta Falcons defense as it sits right now? I do think there'll be additions, but nonetheless, man, a lot of fun on that boat. All right, so posed the question yesterday. I was going for spouse of the year, and then I brought it up a minute ago. I was like, my wife actually surprised me with a date night. So I have two things I want to get to. First of all, Allie said that maybe there's a spouse of the year candidate in her home.
There is. So we just moved into a new house.
Yeah.
And so we've been putting things together, and the kitchen has become this dump ground where, you know, receipts from furniture we bought are there, all the cellophane from moving has been put there, yeah. All the empty boxes, everything. I came down this morning to get my coffee.
Ooh.
I could see clear countertops.
Ooh.
I could see our floor. Everything was organized and put away. And I was like, oh my gosh, my husband, Grant McCauley, is incredible.
Yes. G-Mac going for the win. Now, on the flip side of this conversation, I have to kick it back out to Woodstock to go live to our buddy Squidbilly in the basement of his home. And this
is my office / den. Okay. That's what we call it.
All right. That's fair. It's you call it whatever you want to. It's a basement. I was like, hey, what are we getting Amy for her first Mother's Day? And your response was?
I got her something.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a push present.
Dude, the amount of party fouls coming out of this man right now. You cannot say I got her a present, a push present, and then act like that's the Mother's Day gift, dude.
It is. Yes, it's. When you spend a certain amount of money, you can hit the all encompassing.
Unbelievable.
Bo, I'm sorry, man. I have to disagree with you here, brother.
Dylan,
it's not.
You've yet to buy one ring, so when you bought multiple, you can call me, dog.
I get it. That's a fair
Walked
point.
Right into that one.
All I'm saying is I'm trying to help you in this situation, honestly. We're trying to stop you from, you know, from anything happening.
I think I'm good. We have an understanding. We're good to go. Now, it doesn't mean there won't be a little something done, but as far as a big present, that's been brought.
Okay.
So
All right. Well, look, if anybody needs to weigh in on that.
I can only go to Jaron at Solomon Brothers once a year.
Well, that
okay?
isn't like it's Mother's Day, dude. Like, you could literally, like, touch Porkchop's finger in some paint and put it on a card, and, like, that'd be the sweetest thing ever for Amy. She'd be, like, probably in tears. Would she not? Amy wouldn't cry if there was, like, Porkchop's fingerprint on a card. Come on, dude.
Well, I'm sure she'd be like, why is there paint on our child?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I need to borrow the kid for a minute. I need to borrow the kid for a minute.
Well, they came off. Damn it. Okay. Well,
oh,
I will
man.
Say this. Somebody was asking me, like, is there something like you kind of enjoy? And I was like, honestly, it's kind of funny for me, like, when we give her the little sponge bath, and because we do it together, and, like, you turn her over, and, like, kind of she's, like, holding on, but not because she knows to hold on, just because she's gripping anything to your arm, and she's like starts to turn her head, kind of gets to me a little bit, makes me crack up.
You makes you laugh.
No, it makes me laugh in a good way though. Yeah, okay. Like, I'm like, oh, right. like my little pork chop.
You are. I know that you're always risk averse when it comes to showing your emotions. So, you know, we'll get through that at some point. But
you know, I'm not the cold hearted person you try to make me out to be. I just don't cry like you. Okay.
Look, if you're going to call everybody a little baby back bee for crying during the birth of their children, then I don't know if you're going to find many friends out there in the listening.
Common.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if many people are going to go along that. But I will say, though, man, like, best advice I can give you, the first Mother's Day, come on, man. Like, come on, dude. I can't let you go that route, man. Come on. You got to dig deep for this
something
one.
A little extra. Balloons. Yeah, a little cake.
Something.
Something.
Something. Speaking of something, Dylan, let's go in the huddle. 8 teams will debut rivalry jerseys in the year 2025 in the NFL. It will start with the AFC East and the NFC West. Each team has to wear them one time in the next 3 years. So that will be the Ravens, the 49ers, the Cardinals, the Seahawks, Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, Jets. And they have to wear them against a divisional opponent, Bo. I don't care. I hope the Falcons version of this, whenever it happens, is cool. But can we say money grab at this point, man? Like, how many different, you know, combinations, like the rivalry jerseys? Like, okay, fine.
I've got a lot of questions. First off, this is obviously Nike doing this. But last I heard, Nike hadn't re-upped their contract, and it was up after this year with the league. So there's the first question. The second one is, the hell does a rivalry jersey look like?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this?
Is it the same as a Color Rush jersey? Yeah.
I don't. But that's the problem. It doesn't really give any insight on what a rivalry jersey is that I can see. I don't know, man. It doesn't make any sense. None of this makes sense to me.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. And those will be, I guess, released or unveiled, I guess is the word used for jerseys, sometime later this offseason. And again, you'll see. I don't know if they have to wear them in year one. Like, I don't think that, but they have to wear them once over the 3 year span.
Well, somebody's going to be made to wear them.
Yeah, somebody will have to.
Well, and the description of these is so vague. I'm reading it right now, and it says it's going to have extensive local community insights displayed. What does that even mean?
It's the same thing we do with the City Connect or the City Edition or whatever. Like, every sport we have in the city of Atlanta has already gone this route. And, you know, now it's time for the NFL. I guess Nike's finally got their claws. And maybe this is part of the re-upping with the NFL, Bo. I mean, we don't know. I'll admit, like, when I see the jersey, I might be stoked. But nonetheless, man, I don't know what to think at this point.
Well, and I think to me, just call it a City Connect or a City Edition or whatever you want to change the last version of the last word after City to. But it says that they'll only be worn by the home team in a division rivalry.
Oh, wow.
So, to your point, it is exactly like the Color Rush because, remember, those games were always in division games, it felt like.
Yeah.
And there always seemed to be Thursday night games, it seemed like. Maybe it's three. It just doesn't make a lot of sense this year. So yeah. I don't know. I don't understand it.
I've said this. I don't know if I've ever said this on air yesterday or just to Allie. I'm deuteranomaly colorblind. I think that's what the word is. The Color Rush where they did the Patriots against the Jets, red versus green, like all red versus all green. Dude, couldn't see. Yeah, I don't know, big word. Could not see anything that was going on with the game. Like, big run. I'm like, oh, maybe who was that?
What
who
color
was that?
Did it look like to you?
It just all looked like they were like a – and I can see colors. That's the point. It's not right. Black and white and gray. Like, they all kind of just looked red.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm also kind of look red.
I'm also colorblind too, Mike. I've gotten a little better as I've gotten older, but like I used to as a kid, I could not tell the difference between blue and purple.
Dude,
everything looked blue.
Me and my son have been building Legos lately. He's like, "Daddy, I need a purple Lego." I'm like, Lindsay,
is it this one?
Is it this one? And I'm like, Go ask your mom if that's the one.
There's got to be some app with a filter that you get on your phone.
I don't know. There's so many different versions of colorblindness for men, too. All right, real quick, I want to talk about this. Brock Bowers not participating in the offseason program, Bo. I don't know how you feel about this. He's finishing up his degree, I guess, and you were telling me about this morning. But look, let me just say this. If you're a Vegas fan, a Vegas Raiders fan, and you're worried about Brock Bowers being in Athens, I got news for you. That team down in Athens is in three times better shape than the team out in Las Vegas. All right, so I would not be worried in the least bit, Squid, about Brock Bowers spending any time in Athens right now.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is, well, we got a new quarterback. I'd like him to be out there, but I think he played with three different quarterbacks last year. I don't think Brock Bowers is not like some tight ends in the league that play in Atlanta. I don't worry about him at all.
Yeah. I tend to agree, man. And like I said, like I wish that I would have spent more time in Tuscaloosa in the offseason instead of Flowery Branch. I think about that all the time. The strength program in Tuscaloosa, I'm just going to put it bluntly, was head and shoulders over what was going on in Flowery Branch. Now, some of that probably has to do with NFLPA. But, dude, the amount of weights being lifted over in Tuscaloosa circa 2010 was 10 times the amount that was being lifted in Flowery Branch.
And isn't that one of those things, too, where you're trying to do what's right and be like, man, I want to be in college. I got to be a pro. I can't be in college town partying with college kids in between workouts.
Sure.
I got to be up there. And, you know, it would probably have been in your best interest. You probably would have gotten stronger.
Yep.
Being
it
in
definitely
Tuscaloosa.
Would have, man. It was a lesson to learn.
I mean, you'd have been doing less of those weird workouts that they had you doing back in that day.
The old Turkish get-ups. You know what I mean?
Those are brutal.
Turkish get-ups.